Howdy, there was a man. He was on his deathbed. He knew that the end was near. So he called his family together and the nurse, and he said, I need you all to be witnesses to this event, and I want a camera recorder also. Okay, so the nurses gathered around. The doctor even put his head in the doorway to see what was going on. And he started. He says, hey, my son Bernie, I want you to take the Mayfair houses. My daughter Sally, you take the apartments over in the East End. My son Jamie, I want you to take the offices over in City Center. Sarah, my dear wife, please take all the residential buildings on the banks of the river. And the nurses, the doctors, and all the witnesses, you know, they're blown away by this. They thought he was an ordinary kind of guy, and wow, he's got all of this stuff. And the nurse leaned over and said to Mrs. Smith, you know what, your husband must have been such a hardworking man to have accumulated all of that property. Sarah looks at the nurse and says, property? He's got a paper route. Okay, things aren't always as they seem. Hey, you know what? This is what it seems to be. That would be me. I continue to support conservatism, that lifestyle. I think it's critically important. Right-wingism, empowerment for freedom, rights, and capitalism, and the conservative lifestyle. You can do the same. Y'all got to go out and preach it. You got to believe it. You got to give it to other people. You get pushed back all of the time, but you know what? It's like the preacher in church. When you give me an atheist sitting in the pew, I can do my job. We need to do that. It's all about choice. That's the biggest issue with socialism, is they take your choice away. People don't even get it. I mean, they get dumbed down, and then their choices are gone one day, and they get over it quickly, and then they move on to the next base, right? It's all about choice. When they take it away, you're hooped. Some people like to tell others what to do, what to think, and when to think, and what to think. Okay, you can have an opinion, but it has to be the same as mine. What to say and what not to say. For a tyrant, whether a bureaucrat, a judge, or a prime mistake, or a president, it is enough to say, because I said so. That's why you have to do it, right? A free person must be able to choose. Control freaks and power mongers must remove their right of choice. They have to, in order to be what they are. They must decide for you. Big brother, big problem. The right to choose is a right that is wronged every day by governments. Wronged. Y'all got to fight for your right, and you got to preach it to other people, because people don't get it. I mean, I've been in provinces and states, in particular provinces in Canada, where governments have stepped in and they own things. Like, they take your choice away for car insurance. People do get dumbed down and they forget about it. As I've said, they move on, right? But when you remind them of it, they stand back and say, wow, I didn't know that. I guess I did, but I didn't think about that. It's an important thing. The Trudeau government, the Trudeau's Canada, they've done that. They're removing everybody's choice. They're removing everybody's right. It's a communist plot, and you got to push back. And the budget, wow. I mean, firstly, a budget is just a bunch of created kind of numbers that some goof kind of puts down on a piece of paper, right, or in a computer these days. Where does the money come from? They're printed. They print it all the time. They say that they borrow it. Who'd lend it to them? I mean, Canada's in trouble. All countries are in trouble now because of COVID. So you just don't go to the World Bank anymore and say, give me money. I mean, what you have to do is print it, and they keep printing it, and they're driving interest rates down to zero. Prices of gold are going up, and silver, and so on. And central banks around the entire world are trading and printing trillions and trillions of dollars. You know what? Something has to break here soon, because that's not responsible. That's just not. But that does come, well, look at Venezuela. It does come with crazy governments, right? Look at all these other countries, Cuba and so on. I mean, the citizenry doesn't get to prosper anymore because somebody was asleep at the switch. And it's a train wreck. Not good. And then you have, in Canada, you have oil. Oil from Alberta. Here's a story on a recent delivery of oil from Alberta, Canada, to the East Coast, New Brunswick, okay? The pipeline was killed a few years ago by the communist government in Canada. So they said, okay, we're gonna do this with oil now, and we're gonna put it on a boat, we're gonna go through the Panama Canal, and we're gonna go way, way around. I mean, it takes a long time to get there, and it just seems to be so crazy. In Quebec, for instance, they import 350,000 barrels of oil every day, 350,000, but not from Alberta. They get it from probably terrorist countries, but certainly from foreign countries, foreign nations, you know, and then you're back to this Alberta to New Brunswick thing. It takes 3 months to get the oil there, and it takes that big circle, and nobody's prospering from this. Well, I guess somebody is. That would be the foreign oil companies, because there's a bigger demand then for their oil. I mean, millions and millions of dollars are lost daily, every day, to government inaction everywhere in the world, but particularly now in Canada. They say it's $100 million a day because there's no pipelines. $100 million a day. That's a staggering amount of money. Multiply that by 30 days per month times 12. Oh, you need a big piece of paper if you're writing it down. Lots and lots of zeros. And then you look at Canada and Alberta and you think, hey, equalization, how does that work? Quebec has received $117 billion in equalization payments. That's the code for communist plot. One province makes a bunch of money, gives it to the other province, and they do what they want with it. And in Quebec's case, they've kind of gone away over there to the left. And Alberta has $0 in equalization payments, zero, compared to $117 billion to date. Quebec has received $221 billion in equalization payments. $221 billion. Oh, isn't that a quarter of a trillion? I kind of think so. Maybe that's 10% of a zillion zillion. It's a lot of money no matter what you say, whatever words you use. And Quebecers, they say, hey, you guys, stop making oil. We don't like oil. It's dirty. Oh, but keep giving us money. Oh, boy. And then people say Alberta shouldn't separate. Why not? In Alberta, I mean, these guys, they're beat up every day. They're marginalized. They're betrayed. The government doesn't even know they exist. And $4,600 for every Albertan goes to equalization payments. $4,600. That's $18,000 a year per Alberta household, right? Ah, and you don't want to separate? Maybe you should. Transfer payments of $20 billion this year alone. I mean, and that again represents $18,000 per household. And there's 350,000 Alberta people that don't have work because of the government. It's not just COVID. It was happening long before that. You know what? It's just, it's crazy, crazy. And now you have, more. I think I have more stuff here. Here it goes. In Louisville. Where's Louisville? Kentucky, I think. The Journal reported that business owners in the area have received letters now from protesters that include illicit demands to improve diversity in the community and workplace. And it says, if you don't hire 23, I don't know where that number came from, 23% of all your employees must be black. I think only 10 or 11% of the population is black, but they're saying 23. And you also need to buy 23% of all of your goods from black wholesalers, right? Wholesale companies owned by black people. And so this is mafia stuff. And so this Black Lives Matter program, the protest that people think is to do with racial stuff, I don't think so. I think it's a plot. It's a plan to destroy the country. It seems to be working too. You know what, all of you people, you got to get involved. Like I started, you got to go out and preach the message, okay? Why? Well, the problem with doing nothing is not knowing when you are finished. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.